Praise the Lord and good evening. Praise the Lord and good evening to each of you. We bless you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're so glad that God has blessed us and He is blessing us. I want you to know that God has indeed increased us the more. He's increasing our faith. I'm just of that persuasion, and I pray that you feel the same way. I pray that your faith feels empowered. I pray that you feel like you are climbing up to another dimension and another level in your faith, because that is literally what begins to happen as your inner ear begins to accept and receive the word of the Lord. So your faith begins to grow more and more and more. I want to share with you that this is a time and this is a season for you to ascend. I want you to know that ascension is going to be your portion. It is supposed to be your portion. It is your birthright through the Spirit for you to ascend into higher places, to take on much higher domain, and to conquer and expand yourself into new and more powerful territory. Your faith is going to make you dominant. Oh my God, I want you to receive that right now. Your faith is going to make you dominant. You're going to find yourself dominating in areas that you are not supposed to be excelling in. You're going to dominate those areas. You are not there to be timid. You are not there to be the lesser. You are not there to even be the subordinate. You are there with the authority of the Holy Spirit, and God is moving you into a season called dominance. I want you to receive that right now. I want you to declare that with me. I will dominate this next season. I want you to say that with me. Come on. I will dominate this next season. I will dominate this next season. I want you to say it. Say it. Say it, come on. I will dominate this next season. And the word dominate simply means to control, it means to rule. You're going to exert a supreme determination. You're going to harness and to harbor a guiding influence. You're going to be the person who will receive superior elevation. You will command. You have a commanding presence. Are you receiving this right now? I hear this as the word of the Lord. I want to prophesy it over you, and I want you to go ahead and receive it. I don't have to call your name out, and I could go through the list of names that are on and that are joining in, but I need you to hear the word of the Lord. You will dominate this next season. You will control it. You will rule it. You will find yourself in a space of control. You will find yourself supreme. You will find yourself an influencer. You will find yourself elevated. You will find yourself with a commanding presence. You will dominate this season, winning at every turn, overcoming, overtaking, overpowering. Your season of weakness has come to an end. Your season of being the under has come to an end. You are coming into a dominating season. You will dominate. Yes, you will dominate, and everything that is coming up against you will come subject to you. It will come up underneath you, and you will find yourself rising to great strength and great power. All this month, we have been talking about, amen, guarding your faith, protecting your faith. And we're going to take this over to the month of November, because I'm still dealing with more faith in our sanctuary, in our church service on Sundays. And I pray that you've been watching. I really do. I pray that those of you who are not necessarily a part of our ministry, you have been connecting with us through our services. And you can find those services through our website, dariusnixon.com, and you'll be able to stream with us there. And you can even catch the replay there at dariusnixon.com. But we've been talking about more faith, and I have literally been watching our congregation expand in quality, expand in prayer, expand in faith. And I've been watching them literally take on things that they once upon a time could not bear to take on. And I'm watching people dominate. And that's what we're going to see. That's all we're going to see. We're going to see the under become the dominant. Sisters and brothers, we must guard that. We must protect that. When you understand that you are destined to rise and destined to climb higher than you have ever been before, that is a space that must be guarded. You cannot, absolutely cannot leave yourself open or vulnerable to anything that can come and usurp the authority that God has put into your hands. And as we said last week, that is not just allocated or relegated to external sources. It's not just others who can compromise your rise to power, but you yourself can be your own hindrance. You can be your own enemy, and you can hinder yourself from excelling and maintaining in spaces where God is putting you in. It makes absolutely no sense to ascertain or to obtain anything that faith has helped you to gain, only to lose it because you left yourself open and vulnerable. Distractions are real. Distractions are real. I want to reiterate that distractions are real, and they come in many different forms. The thing that authenticates a distraction is the fact that it affects you, what's closest to your heart. That's why the matters that break out are not often matters that don't really concern you. When the enemy desires to distract you, he allows breakouts closest to you. Those areas, those persons that are closest to you and have great significance in your heart and upon your consciousness. That's where the warfare is targeted. Because if the warfare is rightly targeted at the right source and at the right timing, it will prove to be one of the greatest distractions you have ever encountered. Why is this important to know? It's important to know because even in the time of distraction, listen at this, even in the time of what seems to be an emergency, sometimes, oh God, I got to drop this on you tonight. Sometimes emergencies are illusions. I want to say that one more time. Sometimes emergencies are illusions. They are smoke screens. They are put up in your path only to distract your focus, only to move you from a place of steadiness, of concentration, of readiness, of preparedness. So the emergency, the 911, the thing that you have attributed to be urgent, only turns up to be a smoke screen, unreal, not realistic. It turns out that it would have either worked itself out or you could have easily taken care of it with the snap of your finger. But the power of a distraction is to present exaggeration. It's an exaggeration. So that's what we're talking about with illusions. Either it's not realistic, it's not real, it's unreal, or it is an exaggeration of what actually is. You ever heard the expression making a mountain out of a molehill? It's really small, it's really insignificant, but the objective was to put it so it was to magnify it so much so that you would think, oh my God, if I don't handle this, things are going to blow up, things are going to go, not even there. It's not even at that point. It's not even there. You made it more than what it is. That really is the birthing place of anxiety. And what does anxiety come to do? Anxiety comes to dislodge you from what is real, to dislodge you from actual emotions, to dislodge you from the reality of circumstance, making you think that something is greater or grander or more powerful than it actually is, making you feel lesser. It is the anxiety that Gideon felt. And that's why God ministered to Gideon and said, no, it's not as big as you think it is. I know you look outnumbered. I know it looks like you're going to lose this battle, but go down there and listen to them talk. The truth is that even with the reduction of your numbers, they are deathly afraid of you. Could it be possible that we have been jumping on chairs? We have been running in dark closets, hiding from things that are actually afraid of us. Could it be possible that we have been the dominant this whole time, but we've been so distracted that we have not recognized who we actually are? Sisters and brothers, I want you to know that not only are you fearfully and wonderfully made, but God has also equipped you with strategy. He has also equipped you with answers and solution. God has already given you remedy. He has already given you elixir. He has gifted you. And this is the hour where you must remain steady. Remain steady. Keep your concentration. Maintain your focus. And don't allow distractions, those fake 911 calls, those unrealistic emergencies. You know, people have the tendency to be overly dramatic about circumstances and situations, and they come in at the most inconveniencing of times to distract and to distort and to cause all kinds of confusion. But I want to share with you tonight that the devil is a liar. I want you to hear me tonight. The devil is a liar. He has exaggerated a season just to get you off of your post and to take you out of the game and to break your focus and your concentration, to get you off from where you've been, because you've been on a steady path. You've been on a path of focus. You've been laser sharp. You have been on, I tell you, your vision has been keen. You have had discernment sharpened in you have ever had it before, and God knows what He's doing with you. And what you cannot handle yourself, you must trust that God will work it out. If you have faith to get there, you must have faith to stay there. I want to say that again. If you have faith to get there, you've got to have faith to stay there. That's where Peter messed up. That's where Peter got tripped up. That's where Peter lost his balance. That's where Peter began to sink and decline. Peter began to decline because while he was doing something that he should not, listen, it was against the law of gravity for he to be walking atop of the water, but he did this by faith. He's walking on top of the water, and all of a sudden, watch this, he loses focus. He got distracted. That's where the enemy beats us. It's not in the start, it's in the process, it's in the interim, it's in the meanwhile. We don't have trouble going to get, but we have trouble maintaining. So we shout when we obtain the victory. Oh, I got the promise. I got the harvest. I got it. I got it. I got it. But the key is not getting it. We knew you would get it. The key is keeping it. And the focus that it took for you to get it, it's going to take even more so for you to keep it. It's the maintenance. God, help me maintain. Who is God talking to tonight? Who is God ministering to tonight? Who has this word come to empower? I don't just want to get it, I want to maintain it. I want to keep. I want to keep. I want to remain. I want to remain. That's what the psalmist said at Psalm number one. Do you remember? Said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf will not wither. Listen at this, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. That's maintenance, sisters and brothers. It's not just flourishing, it is the maintaining of the flourishing. It is the perpetuum. It is the continuation of the flourishing. It's not going to stop. That's the kind of faith that you and I must walk in. Listen at this. We got to walk in the kind of faith that says it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. As good as it was last week, it's going to be even gooder this week. I know that may not sound grammatically correct. It may even be considered broken English, but I want you to receive it anyhow. I want you to hear me. It's not going to stop. That's the kind of faith we've got to have, relentless faith. It is not only faith to obtain, it is faith to maintain. Faith to obtain, faith to maintain. You got to guard that. You got to guard that. You got to set the boundaries. You got to set the barriers, not just for others to hear, but even for yourself. You got to set the barriers. You have to determine what is to be considered an emergency. You have to determine what is to be considered worthy of interruption. You have to determine that. Set those boundaries and then declare, and you've got to decree it over yourself. Nobody is an exception to that rule. Once I have set that this is not an emergency, this is not life or death, I can't get distracted here because the enemy wants me to focus on the winds and the waves. The enemy wants me to take my eyes off of Jesus, the purpose, the author, the finisher. He wants me to take my eyes off of Jesus and focus on the waves and the winds and the sounds and the boisterousness and the obnoxiousness. And I want you to know that this is not the season to be distracted. This is the season to dominate. I want you to declare this. No more distractions. Come on, declare this. No more distractions. I need you to hear the Father tonight. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear this clear. This is the word of the Lord. This is prophetic download. And listen, for many of you, I may not even be your pastor. I may not even be your designated prophetic voice, but you've dialed in, and that means I am the prophet on this line tonight, and you can have what is being declared if you would just receive it into your spirit. No more distractions. My focus must be laced in this next season. I've got to be steady. I don't have time to be unstable. I don't have time to be all over the place. I can't let my thoughts wander. I must maintain my concentration and my focus. I've got a goal that needs to be reached. I've got some things I need to put in place and to put in order. I've got some things I need to align and make sure. Do you not understand that we are coming up upon that 60-day mark in just a few days? We're coming upon the 60-day mark that's left in the year 2025. What needs to be put in order? What needs to be put in proper alignment? What are you getting yourself ready for 2026? What are you preparing for? Because faith is strategic. And I'm not going to talk about that tonight. That's for Sunday. I'm going to deal with that for those that are in our service on Sunday. But we've got to hear God tonight. It is the focus. It is the focus that comes under attack. It is the focus that goes under the warfare. It is the focus. The enemy wants you distracted, but no more. We're declaring it. No more distractions. No more distractions. You are meant to break the rules. You are meant to set the records. You are meant, amen, to go down in history. You are meant to do things that has never been done before, embark upon things that has never been embarked upon before, obtain and possess and expand. You are meant to do these things, so you've got to focus so that not only will you obtain the victory, but you will maintain the victory. Obtain, faith to obtain, faith to maintain. I want you to get that in your spirit tonight. If you have an opportunity to jot it down or to type it out on your phone, do that so that you can keep that in your registry. I want you to have that so that you can remember and refocus yourself, recalibrate yourself to that thought. Faith to obtain, faith to maintain. Faith to obtain, faith to maintain. faith to obtain, faith to maintain. God does not want us losing what he has blessed us to have. This is going to be a great time for you. I promise it is. It's going to be a magnificent time for you. And I'm not talking, praise the name of the Lord, along the lines of what's going on in the nation. I'm not talking about what's going on in the world. I'm telling you that our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And we are going to be living up underneath a different kind of umbrella. I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to live by faith. Faith is my lifestyle. That's where I am, and that's where I will be. I'm so excited to pray with you tonight. We're going to shift into prayer in just a moment. I want to acknowledge, amen, that we have a couple of praise reports, and that's what this is all about. I take time to acknowledge the praise reports that we receive because they help to strengthen your faith so that you know you're not wasting your time in this or wasting your time on the call, that this is absolutely necessary. This is absolutely doing you some good. This is absolutely working in your favor. So let's hear some of these praise reports and see if it does not strengthen your faith. The first praise report comes from Malachi Denton. Malachi says, "Bishop, I need to thank God for you. Through the word of God and signs, my faith has grown. You prophesied to Deacon Damian and Sister Redonia to step out in faith and believe God for a new car. Bishop, I received that word for myself and God showed out. I went to get some repairs done on my two-door Honda Civic. It had a couple of scratches and dents. That's it." He said, "Geico gave me a check and told me to purchase a new car. It would cost too much to fix the minor repairs. My car was never involved in an accident. Bishop, I am 23 years old." Did you all hear that? He said, "Bishop, I am 23 years old and received a check with enough funds to purchase a Mercedes-Benz C30. I believed God for greater and he came through. Thank you, Bishop, for your prayers and teaching." Wow, Malachi, what a testimony that is, son. The Lord continue to bless you. Amen. And favor you is my prayer. But remember, Malachi, it is not just faith to obtain, it is faith to maintain. And may the blessings of the Lord be maintained in your life. This next testimonial comes from Ashley Grant. Ashley Grant says, "I got the new job at the school district under the career title I have been praying for. Thank you, Bishop, for prayer partners for all. Thank you, Bishop, and prayer partners for all the prayers and support." My goodness, Ashley, congratulations to you, and may the blessings of the Lord continue to favor you. Remember, Ashley, faith to obtain, faith to maintain. This next praise report comes from Elaine Witherspoon. Elaine Witherspoon says, "Praise the Lord. My mother's Suzanne Murray Williams results were negative for inflammation, and kidney is functioning properly. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus." Well, we praise God, Elaine, for the blessings of the Lord over your mother, and may God continue to keep her body healed. Faith to obtain, faith to maintain. We're praying for you that have submitted your prayer request. We're blessed of the Lord, amen, to continue to call your names in prayer along with the matters that concern you. Richard Tarua, Meriden Taj Maledi Freeman, Rochelle Maxwell, Mary Silvers, Renee Smichael, Shanika Muniz, Patsy Rizzo, Jennifer Denton, Kikamon Rockmore, Michelle Tarua, Rosalinda Archbold, Barbara Hairston, Justin Mack, Latoya Nugent, Celeste Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Verna Simmons, Janet Durbin, Redonia Johnson, Benita Clark, Carolyn Cymru, Derek Dominic, Nyasha Cooper, Benjamin Payton, Ruth Aileen, LaDonna Silvers. Well, let us prepare our hearts in our minds, sisters and brothers, for prayer. Prayer is essential. Prayer is important. Prayer helps to keep our faith focused and to keep ourselves aligned in the will of God. Let's go before Him. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Your name is holy. Your name is awesome. Your name is worthy. Father, we give great obeisance to your name. We bow down before your name, for your name is exalted in the earth. Your name is hallowed in the places where we dwell. It is hallowed even while we commute. Your name is hallowed in our hearts. Thank you that you have been our God. Thank you that you have been our Lord. Thank you that you have provided for us and protected us and kept us. Father, we give you glory. We give your name the praise. Tonight, Lord, we are asking for your many blessings, your blessings that blow minds, your blessings that overflow us, your blessings that overwhelm us. We thank you tonight for how you have spoken to us. You have spoken to us concerning focus and concerning the guarding of our focus. We are praying, oh God, that you sharpen our discernment and give us a sensitivity to the Spirit, so much so that we are able to see the workings and the hand of the enemy at play. Father, I am praying tonight in the name of Jesus, that nothing be able to come boisterous enough, loud enough. We pray that nothing is able to come cantankerous enough to distract us from where you have us. Father, we have our finger on the pulse of heaven, and we are feeling the heartbeat of the Father. You are giving to us an intimacy. You are letting us in, granting us access to an intimate space. And we want to praise you for this space. We pray you that your glory is ever surrounding us. We praise you that we're waking up in the morning feeling your presence. We're going throughout our day feeling your presence. You are granting us an access like we have, many of us have never experienced before. You are giving us an access to the true essence of revival. That revival is not just a meeting within the four walls of a church facility, but revival is the resuscitation of the saints, the resuscitation of the believer. You are quickening our spirits and you are making us alive again. And God, we want to say thank you for it. So many of us were falling into a slump, and so many of us have been falling even into a slumber where we were finding ourselves asleep. But God, in this last season, you have awakened the believer. You have awakened us. You have shocked us into life, and we give you glory for it. We praise you for the awakening of our spirit, that our spirit seeks to worship as the deer, Yaba Sokorodamaya, panteth after the water, as the deer thirsts for water, so does our soul thirst for you. We seek to honor you each and every day. We seek to worship you each and every day. We seek to be in your presence each and every day. And Father, we want to say thank you for granting us this access. Thank you for allowing us into this space. Father, we praise you. You could have left us to our own folly. You could have left us over to our own devices. But Lord, you have been so merciful. You have been so kind. You have been so loving. You've been so welcoming. You've been so restoring. And we thank you for the restoration and what's happening in our spirit, man. Our soul seeks to bless you. Our soul seeks to praise you. You are our God, our King. You are the one we look to. You are the one we love. You're the one we adore. You're the one we praise. You are the one we seek after. Father, I thank you that you're cutting down the very things that have come to separate us from your presence, and we shall let nothing separate. Father, I thank you for the walls that keep back every distraction, the walls that keep back every enemy, the walls that keep back every device, anything that would come to be loud and anything that would come to distract and to distort. We thank you that those things are being fought back in this season. You are blessing your people. You are filling our mouths with wisdom. This wisdom comes from you. You are blessing us. You are blessing us. You are favoring us. Favor is not just for the things that we can spend, but you are favoring us. You're favoring us with knowledge and with wisdom and with understanding. You are giving us the fruit of your spirit, giving us gentleness and meekness. You are filling us, oh God, with joy and peace. You are giving to us an understanding that we did not have before. Father, I thank you even for the ministry of reconciliation, the things that were torn asunder, the things that the storms of life ripped apart. You're giving us the wherewithal and the know-how how to bring things back together, for you are the great mender. You are the great reconciler. Thank you for being our redeemer. Thank you for bringing us, oh God, to this place, the repairers of the breach. The bridge had been breached. The bridge had been broken. But tonight, God, you are the repairer of the breach, and you are giving us that same grace to repair the breaches, to be the connectors. We thank you now. We thank you. Let this glory carry over, Father. Let it carry over into our families. Let it carry over into our friendship circles. Let it carry over. Let this glory, let this revival, let this be the temperature. Let it be the atmosphere that we carry as we enter into certain rooms and into certain territories. Thank you now. Thank you that you're bringing us to a place of decision. Thank you that you're bringing us to a place of power. Thank you that you're bringing us to a place of determination. We will not be determined toward, but we are determined to go all the way. We're determined to finish the course. We're determined to finish the journey. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. My God, we praise your name. We lift your name. We glorify your name. You are our God. You're our King. You're the roadmap. You're the captain. You're the bishop. You're the one we lean upon, the one we depend upon. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Whatever is lacking, make up the difference. Whatever is at the deficit, Father, close every deficit. We give you glory now. Deficits, not only financial, but deficits emotional, deficits mental, deficits relational. Wherever the deficit is, close it tonight in the name of the Lord, and allow us to walk, oh God, with a confidence, knowing that you're on the case, knowing that your word is promised, knowing that you have given us the clearance and the clemency. You have given us access, all access. You've deputized us. You have equipped us with authority. You have given us certification. You have bestowed upon us the credentials of heaven. And Father, we speak. We speak into the atmosphere, no confusion, no distortion. We speak into the atmosphere that the passageway is made clear. We speak into the atmosphere that men will be left baffled at the power that is revealed after we declare your word be declared, not our will, your will, not our way, your way. You do things your way and we submit to it. You do things the way you see fit and we'll submit to it. Father, we thank you. We're walking by faith and not by sight. When we walk by sight, we're unclear. When we walk by sight, we're confused. When we walk by sight, we're uncertain. But God, when we walk by faith, you're making it all clear. You're making the crooked places straight. You're causing things to line up. You're putting all the ducks in a row. You're putting things in place. We thank you for all things coming into divine alignment. Nothing out of order. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing falling apart. We thank you that you're giving us strategy, strategy, strategy. We're honoring you for strategy. We're honoring you now for strategy, divine strategy, strategy that we won't even know where it came from, strategy that we won't even know how it appeared to us, how it occurred to us. But Father, you're putting it there. We thank you for divine downloads, divine uploads. You're giving it to us and we honor you. We praise you for it. We bless you for it. We thank you that the next few days won't look like the previous days. We thank you that the coming year won't even look like this year. You're doing something fresh. You're doing something undeniable. You're doing something awesome. And we're giving you praise in advance before we see it, because we know. We know that anything your will is toward, anything your hand is toward, it has no other choice but to be magnanimous. We give you praise today. We bless your name today. We give you glory today. We lay our hands not only upon ourselves, but upon our children. We lay our hands upon our seed. And when we can't reach them physically, we call their name names out. We call their names in the atmosphere, and what we cannot touch physically, your angels will go and minister for us. We thank you. Thank you for ministering, angels. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for touching us all. Thank you for sending help. Thank you for sending us help. We praise you for help. Help, 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 help. We've got help. We've got help from heaven, and we give you glory for it. We give you praise for it. We honor your name. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for this time of intercession. Thank you for this time of impartation. We thank you for it all. Thank you for these prayer warriors. We thank you for these prayer partners. We thank you for the prophetic. Thank you for the prophets. Thank you. Thank you for the prophets and how the prophets are coming together. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for being right there. Thank you for fortifying us. Thank you for backing us up. Thank you for making even the things that we did bad, you made it look good, and we thank you for it. We thank you for help. Thank you for help from heaven. In the name of the Lord, we say yes tonight. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes all day. We say yes in Jesus' name. We say thank God, and we say amen. Come on now, saints, and help me bless the Lord. Come on, saints of God, let's praise him now. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Praise him for the help that comes from heaven. Praise him for help. He is our help, the help of all help. My God, the scripture called him our help. The word help, paraclete. He is our helper. Thank God for our helper. He is our Christ will help you. Praise God. Christ will help you. Praise God. Christ will help you. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? Somebody has been worried, but Christ will help you. Somebody has been up against the wall. Somebody's looking. Looking at a deadline, but Christ will help you. Have faith in God and don't let your soul go down in panic. Christ will help you. Hallelujah. He will help you. And we praise him for it tonight. We praise him. We give him glory. We give him honor. We give him praise. Saints of God, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He will hear your cry. We are right here and we are holding up the banner of prayer. We will not stop praying. We are committed to prayer. We're committed to staying on this wall. We're committed to doing this, not to gain membership. Oh my God, there's no ulterior motive here. We are praying because I believe that when the saints who have a mind to pray, pray and seek the face of God, I'm telling you, we will see things happen. Those testimonials that I read tonight, and even others that I've read before this time, are just the beginning. It's the scratching of the surface. But so many of us are getting ready to come with great testimony. I want to invite any person who's listening to me tonight, who does not know the Lord as your personal Savior, and you're connected, but you're not in. See, it's one thing to be connected, but it's a whole nother level to be in. I want to invite you to come in. Come in and dine at the feast. You don't have to stay on the outskirts. You don't just have to be a part, amen, by connection to someone else. But you yourself can come in. Would you repeat these words after me if that's you? Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I acknowledge my sins. I also acknowledge that you are Lord over my life. I acknowledge that you died for my sins to redeem me from my sins. I also acknowledge that you rose with all power and that you will come again to receive me. I renounce my sin. And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, if you have prayed that prayer, you need to do this one thing for me. You need to text the word salvation to this number, 646-640-8967. One more time. Text the word salvation to 646-640-8967. 8967. I want to get you some tools and some information that's going to help you jumpstart your walk with the Lord. That is our job. That is our mission, to get you in to the kingdom. Welcome to the kingdom of God. As for the rest of you, it is my joy to pray with you every Monday night and to impart into your spirit as the Lord give it. I want you to join us this week every morning for our 7 a.m. morning boost. There's no better way to start the day than to pray. And if you're not in the portal as of yet, please get in there. I've got some more to share with you from the lesson that I preached on yesterday. And you don't want to miss it because it's a lifestyle. And we've got more to teach about on Wednesday. Certainly, we've got more teaching coming on Thursday. And you don't want to miss the first Sunday of November, this coming Sunday, November the 2nd. You want to be in the house. That's right. You want to be in the house. So get in there and let's worship the Lord together. God bless you all. Have an amazing week. And may the Lord continue to bless you. Hey, keep your focus. Good night, everybody.